The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Today's experience, Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. A lot sooner, the way things are going. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Oh my. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Well, think about it. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. Here's the key. We want you to have the key to the show. It's coming right here. Get ready right now. We don't know what we're doing. There you go. We have no idea what's going to happen. And really, we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk truth with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here you go. Being the 29th of December, getting ready to go into the new year. Here it is. Simple. Are we confident for the Lord's grace in this upcoming year? Oh, yeah. That is straightforward. Are you confident? Am I confident? Are we confident for the Lord's grace in this upcoming year? What is our expectation? There you go. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. Of course, we consider that sad. Just reach out and give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob, how cool is this? Get ready. It's so awesome. It's like a peaceful day and evening with no drama.
Aww.
Isn't that nice? No drama.
That is nice.
I'm telling you, like, can you just, what would you like to have today, sir? I'd like to have no drama. Thank you.
I'd like that.
A side of absolutely no problems. And over to the side over here, a whole bunch of really doesn't matter.
You ready for the weekend?
I am ready. I got to tell you, I am ready. I mean, there's a lot of football coming up. I know that part's good. I also have to work on everybody's receipts, the tax receipts for the giving. Hint, 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 hint. There's only three more days, hint, hint, for you to get one.
Yep, almost 2024.
Yeah.
Actually, it'll be 2024 the next show.
Yeah, the next time we come back, it'll be another year.
Yep.
Wow. Just think of that. Wow. That is just amazing. Here here we got many things to cover, and I want to get to it right away. So let's recognize, if you're in Dallas right now, it's 1:35. If you're in San Diego, it's 11:35. If you're in Detroit, it's 2:35. And we say often, if you're on Jupiter, I just don't know how you can breathe. I just don't get it. Anyway, here we go. I want to make sure you understand that if you call us, we will do our best to accommodate, to be a blessing. You can share a praise report. You can share a prayer request. Got something going on? It's like, well, I don't know how this is going to go. Okay, let's bring it to the Lord. You need wisdom in something? Let's bring it to the Lord. You need comfort in something? Let's bring it to the God of comfort. Perhaps you've got something that the Lord's done for you. It's just a blessing. A great holiday. Great this. Great that. Yeah, I want to share. It was really wonderful. We've had some struggles, but it's really coming through. That's awesome. Share that. It's wonderful for you to share it because it reinforces it for you, but it also blesses other people. And that's the big key, right? So you can either call us or you can text us. That's fun, too. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming up. Actually, we pay for this, but you just don't know that yet. Here we go.
214-210-8483.
Man, that's worth every penny I pay for that. Anyhow, additionally, if you want to reach out to us, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, at, that's the A thing with the circle around it. It looks kind of goofy. He must increase from John 3:30. He must increase, I must decrease. And then .org, because we are a nonprofit organization recognized by the federal government. And oh, by the way, if you're interested in giving, you've got about 3 more days for you to get a receipt for 2023. Did I say that again? I said it again. I guess I'll probably say that about 4 or 5 more times since this is the last day I actually get to say it. Okay? Couple things I do want you to be aware of. We're going to be praying for people in the second 60 minutes that has to do with safety for heart, mind, and body in 2024. On the website, as I'll send you to that after our beginning, there is new stuff regarding my interview with the legendary Roger Marsh. He interviewed me. I mean, this is my privilege, and I rarely get interviewed, so it's really hard because you got to know when to stop talking. It's so hard for a radio person. I'm just telling you, it's hard. It's difficult to do. All right, we've got a lot to cover. I want to get into this text. I do not want you to miss the Word of God, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, and you need the Word of God in you to help increase your faith. Faith is the vehicle that God has chosen for you and I to interact with Him, and it brings us to great places in the Lord. Ironically, we are in James chapter 2 and verse 18, which is massively controversial for no reason. I mean, for no reason. Verse 18, but some of you will say, you have faith and I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds and I will show you my faith by my deeds. As we enter into James chapter 2, verse 18, we have the age-old argument between people of works and people of faith. It's really quite ludicrous. Oh, I know. And I'm not talking about the singer. Thank you. If a person has faith, it is demonstrated in their life. If a person says they have faith, but there's no evidence of that faith, then it's just a lot of lip service. It's not difficult to understand that faith, if you believe in Jesus, will be demonstrated by your life. That's nothing big deal. There's nothing to show for. If there is nothing to show in your faith, then that's a problem, and it's not God's fault. But there should be some evidence of the faith. You can't just go, I have faith, I have faith. Let me just explain to you what that's like. That's like, I have $1 million in the bank. I have $1 million in the bank. Look at my bank account, and it says a dollar. It's like, come on. I mean, you gotta kind of get it and kind of walk with it. We're not trying to say that it is the actual works that save you. It's the works that are demonstrating that your faith is real and your faith is in the works of God. It's like it works together. I don't know why we're splitting these apart. It's kind of a weird, well, like I said, it's like ludicrous, and I'm not talking about the singer. And then James does this, and I love this. I know people don't like this, but I love this. He goes, look, show me your faith without deeds, okay? How are you going to show me you have faith without deeds? And he's like, I'm going to show you my faith by my deeds. The problem that people have is that they think of the word deeds or works, and they make them into something more than they are. Did you know when you pray with faith, that's a work? Did you know that? Did you know that when you give in faith, that's a work? Did you know when you read your Bible in faith, that's a work? People don't think in those terms. we think, well, it's got to be like going out and feeding the poor. You should go out and feed the poor, but that's not the basis of your works. So James uses this really cool argument. He says, show me your faith without your deeds. I'll show you my faith by my deeds. And I want you to catch this, because you can't show faith without anything. Your saving faith is a faith that continually is active in the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. I have to say this again. It's theologically astute and considerably important. Your saving faith is a faith that continually is active in the redeeming work of Christ. It's not a one and done, and then you never think about it again. It is the opposite of that. For the saved, you never stop thinking about the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. It never stops. It impacts everything you think, say, and do, hence the demonstration of the deeds. But then James, his writing is, you know he's very, very smart. His writing just goes to this next level. Verse 19, you believe that God is one. Good for you. Even the demons believe that and shudder. I'm not sure why people don't understand the phrase sarcasm. We'll just move on from there. You believe there is a God. That's great. You believe that God is one. How awesome for you. James even says, good for you, adding a little salt to his sarcasm. Well, goody, goody for you too. Wowzer, bowser. Then he says this, even the demons believe that. Like, wait, what? Wait, what? It might be hard to fathom for some people. But Satan believes in God. Oh, no, stop. He doesn't believe God. He believes in God. You see that difference? He doesn't know God. He knows of God. There's a big difference. You might know of God, but not know God. You might be aware of God, but have no connection to him. That does not qualify as salvation. Sorry. I can't help you there. See, here's the deal. Satan believes in God. He just doesn't believe God. He believes in God because it's impossible to deny God, since God is the one who cast him to the earth. And you say, well, wait. I thought Revelation 12 and da-da-da-da. Really? Have you read Job? Where you been, Satan? Where you been doing? I've been roaming around to and fro from the earth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Get it? That was back then. Get it? So here, Satan stuck on planet Earth. Why? Because God said, you're stuck there. You think Satan believes in God? Yeah, because he can't go anywhere else because God won't let him. Okay? So of course he believes in him. And he can't escape or do anything else, by the way, without permission. How do we know that? Satan had to ask God permission to touch Job. Satan had to ask permission to sift Peter like wheat. That's Old and New Testament if you're trying to figure it out. Unfortunately, you and I should recognize God said yes both times. Here's the bigger issue there. Believing God and believing in God are not the same. I think it's great that people believe in God. You know what we got to do? We got to believe God. Well, what does that mean? That means that when the Lord has spoken something, we say yes and amen. We say, yep, that's what the Lord spoke. There you go. I'm in it all day long. Got no problem with that. The issue here is if you have faith that God is who he says he is, it should impact your life. Don't tell me, listen, I'm gonna squeal on somebody. She's not listening, so I can get away with it. Unless she hears the replay, and then I'll get in trouble. I'm gonna squeal on my daughter. Isn't that mean? I'm such a nice dad. Yeah, exactly. That's all I'm gonna say. If you met Julianne, now Julianne, she's the one that has Easton as her son, right? Easton's going to be 5 years old, so it's like, you know, she's for 5 years, she has dealt with a child that's special needs, cannot be unattended, not even for an hour, okay? Just so you can know how that goes. If you talk to Julianne, in 10 minutes, you will find out one thing. One, if you think David is OCD, if you think I am controlling, if you think I am a coordinator that makes things or tries to make things happen, you have not met my offspring. My offspring puts me to shame. She is like Grandma Selma in the Spoon line. She is the oy vey of all of us. She plans her life down to the T. I mean, down to the T. Just, you have no idea. You're talking minutes and seconds, right? Except because she knows God, she is aware that the Lord may say, I'm going to change some things for you. And lo and behold, after Easton, they had a baby that they didn't think they could have or that they weren't planning on having. And it's just like God interrupted the situation and said, well, I have a plan and we're going to do my plan. A person of faith looks at that, impacts their life, and recognizes God is active in their life and receives the blessings and the graces, the challenges and the upliftings and the trials of the Lord with a graciousness. And that's the demonstration of her faith. It's not that she does this or does it. It's how it impacts her existence. She believes God, not just in a God. She has confidence in his faithfulness. That, too, is a work of faith. Aha! All right, take a deep breath. That was a lot. Yeah. All right. Here you go. Here's your first trivia question. In which construction in the Old Testament, in which construction did God confuse the language of the people? Was it the construction of the temple, the construction of the Tower of Babel, or the construction of Noah's Ark? Your answer is in Genesis chapter 11, verse 9. If you think you know the answer, by the way, you can call in. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Going to send you up to the website. Why am I going to do that? I'll explain that right now. On the website, There is opportunity for you to list a praise report, a prayer request. There's an opportunity to listen to 4,500 hours of encouraging teaching. There's audio, there's video, there's articles, there's goofy stuff. Yes, because we do goofy stuff, so it's up there. My testimony's up there. For those that have never heard it, it's up there in a, I think it's in a YouTube format. Additionally, there is a place to give, and we encourage you to give because giving helps us advance the kingdom of God. We're not going to give you a Lamborghini, and we're not going to give you a donut. We're going to give you a receipt sometime in January that tells you what you gave, and you are able to use it as a tax deduction, but check with your accountants because we are not your accountant, and that is our disclaimer right there. But we are a federally recognized nonprofit entity. The scripture we're going to give you today, Deuteronomy 15:10, give generously to the needy and do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. And because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hand. Check everything out, even the new easy way to give, on our website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
That's right, folks. Pink Panther all the way. That's all I'm going to say. All right. In which construction did God confuse the language of the people? Was it the construction of the temple, the construction of the Tower of Babel, or the construction of Noah's Ark? In which of these did God confuse the language of the people? If you think you know the answer, by the way, the answer is in Genesis 11:9, so that should help you right there. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You know, so text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. That's david@hemusincrease.org. Which construction did God confuse the language of the people? Was it the construction of the temple, the Tower of Babel, or the construction of Noah's Ark? Somebody is ready to answer the trivia question, so we will send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
David, this is Fred. Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year, Fred. Thank you, brother. Thank you for your gift, by the way. Appreciate it very much, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, my friend, are you ready? You ready, Fred? This is a big one.
I think so.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Here's a big one, right? All right, I'm going to set it up. Fred, you are a blessed brother. The Lord is going to bless you. Knock it out of the park for me. Here we go. In which construction did God confuse the language of the people? The construction of the temple, construction of the Tower of Babel, or the construction of Noah's Ark?
Well, that word Babel means tongues, so it will be the Tower of Babel.
That is correct, Vanessa! Now, I know you know this, but you will appreciate this perhaps as much, if not more, than most other people. But therein, in that Tower of Babel, was the separation with the languages. Yet in Acts chapter 2:4, it is the uniting of the languages through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Awesome. Awesome. Yes, absolutely true.
Absolutely. Absolutely, brother. I am praying that you and everybody else that listens have an absolutely phenomenal new year with a high level of expectation of the grace of God and his manifestation of himself and of his graciousness.
Same to you, brother, and double.
And double. What a great line. Thank you, bro.
God bless you.
You take care, my brother.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Fred, excellent job. Thank you, sir. Phenomenal. Let's get right to the text. My time gets so tight. I don't know how this goes so fast, but it doesn't matter. Here we go. Verse 20 in James chapter 2. We're kind of putting things to rest here. Oh, foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is worthless? Was not your father Abraham justified by what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith was working with his actions. See, that's the whole thing. It's just your faith works with it. And his faith was perfected or completed or matured by what he did. Scripture was fulfilled. Abraham believed God. It was credited to him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. So you can see he was not justified by his – the man was justified by his deeds and not by his faith alone. Why? Because his faith brought about the deeds. It's faith needs action. It's just that simple. Verse 25, and I love this, that's why I want to end with this. In the same way was not even Rahab the prostitute justified by her actions when she welcomed the messengers and sent them off on another route. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. Why is this so crucial? It's absolutely amazing that James brings in Rahab. And what's the big, mighty, oh, she fed a million people work she did? She welcomed the messengers. That was the deed. You see, everybody's looking for our works and our deeds to be these high, haughty, lit up by lights and flashlights and fireworks kind of things. All Rahab did was say, hey, come on in. That was it. It's amazing to note that he brings up Rahab because she's a harlot. It's not the typical person you would think in operating in faith since she was a prostitute. But the bottom line is it wasn't what she had done that the Lord was looking at. It wasn't that what she had done wrong that the Lord was looking at. It's what she had done with faith towards God and towards his people. That's what counted. And what was that faith? She said, come on in. That was it? You see how we've made the works and the deeds some kind of, you know, we've put them on some kind of pedestal. It's like, that's not what it is at all.
Like I said before, when we pray and we actually believe God answers, that's faith in works. That's the action. When you read your Bible and you know it's the Word of God, why? Because God created the universe and the dude can write a book. That's why. When we understand that, when we pick up on that, when we do anything that honors the name of Jesus Christ, that is the work, the fruits of the Holy Spirit in our lives. That's the works. What people try to do is they try and make it like, well, it's got to be this individualized work that has all of these different plaques committed to it. And when I spend time in my devotions every day, that is the works. When I come down to the radio station and share this stuff with you, this is the work. It's all part of the faith expressing itself. It just has to be real. Your faith can't be, what's the word I'm looking for? It can't be, well, I have faith. Talk to you in 30 years, Jesus. That's not faith. That's ridiculous. Get it? All right. All right, we're going to break, but I want you to know if you're in San Diego, you can continue listening by going to hemusincrease.org. Click on the Listen Live button. If you're here in Dallas, just hang out with us. We're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can, right here on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon experience?
Now, if anybody gets offended at this, I apologize that you have no sense of humor. Okay. Like that? That's a good line. Bam, bam. All right, here's the first one. A pastor was leaving his area and was saying farewell to his congregation at the church door for the last time. He shook the hand of an elderly lady as she walked out. She said, "Your successor won't be as good as you." "Well, nonsense," said the pastor in a flattered tone. "No, really," said the old lady. "I've been here under 5 different ministers, and each new one has been worse than the last." Ouch. Ouch. But this is the one that's going to offend people, which is irony, right? Because that's more offensive than this is. And this is just too. And if you guys get offended at this, I, you know, take a week off the show. It seems there was a minister who had just all of his remaining teeth pulled and new dentures were being made. The first Sunday, he only preached 10 minutes. The second Sunday, he preached 20 minutes. But the third Sunday, he preached an hour and 25 minutes. When asked about this by some of the congregation, he responded this way. "The first Sunday, my gums were so sore it hurt to talk. The second Sunday, my dentures were hurting a lot. The third Sunday, I accidentally grabbed my wife's dentures and I couldn't stop talking."